100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was marijuana, which some of you may be partaking in while listening to this. That's not really, you know, the point, but you can do what you want, man. I'm not going to get involved. Just as long as you don't go out driving or mowing the lawn or making any big Hollywood deals on this stuff. Haven't there been enough Police Academy movies? We got a whole lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to them. First up, it looks like Tora Bregianu was a little late last week, so Tora included last week's story into this week's story. What, I haven't done a station ID? This isn't a station. Play the story.
This is a late entry for last week on the subject of mine. Tell us a story, they said, gathering around the storyteller. What sort of a story, he replied. I have light stories and dark stories, humorous and severe, epics and bagatelles, stories for thinking and stories for dreaming, stories to drive you mad and stories to drive you sane. Tell us a story you have never told, they asked. There is one story I have never told, and it is like all of these and more, a story to make the gods laugh and a story to make them weep. But I will not tell that story, for it is mine. And now, this week's on marijuana. Sir Walter Raleigh sailed to the New World looking for gold, but brought back marijuana. It was a great hit at court, and soon among the general public. It became a staple crop of the American colonies, and was exported to the known world. An era of peace and love followed, and the 30 Years' War never happened. Neither did much else, until tobacco and coffee were discovered. Governments tried to outlaw them, but they were too laid back to bother, so they didn't stand a chance against revolutionaries fired by nicotine and caffeine. History was soon back on track.
Now that's a history class that I would take. Thank you, Tora. And, cool, you caught up. All right, yay, we got, you know, Tom will have to do some fancy accounting there over in the updates, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all right. Tom's an expert at it. He's got like a CPA or a children's television workshop or something. I don't know. I don't keep track of everybody's LinkedIn status. Oh, now I'm a CPA. Now I'm in jail. You get the most. I want to friend the most unusual people on LinkedIn because I want statuses that are like, well, another trailer caught fire. That kind of stuff. And they're listed as achievements. All right. I'm going to stretch. And oh, and there goes the Charlie horse. It's bad enough that my arm hurts. Yeah, I know. It's been over 2 months. Oh, yeah. You get your... You get pins and rebuilt and this and that. Oh, that's good. Okay, so I haven't taken any Advil or Excedrin or any of that crap this morning, but maybe I'll take that while listening to this story by Jeffrey Fisher. Jeffrey's back, and I need to type in Jeffrey. Oh, good, that's in all caps. I did that right. Okay, so here's Jeffrey's story, and take it away.
Hello, Jeffrey Fisher here with another entry for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I realize that some of you probably have views on the subject that are orthogonal to mine, but few things in life disappoint me as much as middle-aged people unable to quit using pot. It made them stupid as teens, and it makes them stupid as adults. And stupid adults are a sad sight indeed. In any event, on with the story. Chance Encounter. Ron hopped off the bus in Center City, Philadelphia. He glanced at his watch. 11:35 p.m., still time enough to make the last train back to campus. In 1985, Center City was a ghost town after dark. Ron grabbed his duffel bag and walked briskly toward the subway station, cursing the city planner who placed it so far from the bus depot. A figure stepped out from the shadows. Ron tried to conceal his fear. The black teen looked as nervous as Ron felt and said, "You want to buy some weed?" Ron mumbled a quick, "No thanks," not breaking stride. He was no angel, but he wanted to do more with his life than sell marijuana to strangers.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And by the way, folks, if you've got little commentaries a little bit here and there, go ahead and put them in. Shameless plugs, commentaries, thoughts, a little bit about yourself, what you had for lunch, you know, sort of like Twitter, but in audio form. No, wait, that would be Audio Boo, which hasn't been posting my updates. That's kind of weird. But thank you, Jeff. And also, in case y'all are wondering, I don't smoke. I don't smoke anything. I drink. Oh, Lord, do I drink. But, of course, that's so that I can sleep. Because, my God, you know, I'm waking up every 1 to 2 hours. It's like, oh, my arm's asleep. Oh, my elbow is on fire. Oh, my wrist. Ah. So, yeah. Well, the Vicodin doesn't work anymore, so I don't use it. I know. It's like, wait, if something doesn't work, you take more of it. No, folks, that's how addiction and killing yourself works. That no. So no, that's what drinking is for. Although a heating pad in the morning, then warming up, because it sucks. You do all the exercises and the stretching and that dilatorture brace that I call Merle Dixon after the zombie show, because of the, well, you know. So every morning it's like it's like, all right, got to do stretching and all that. Dude, I'm not, you know, tooling around in a wheelchair sucking and puffing a straw, but I'm crippled for life. So, dude, I'm not going to do marijuana to dope out the pain, because it'll make me fucking stupid. My wife the other day said, "You're an idiot." And it's like, yeah, I don't need to be more of an idiot. That would be dangerous. I already leave the stove on, the oven on, the refrigerator open. Although that's more careless. No, it's not careless, because I do care. I'm just dumb. Well, anyway. You think that's bad? How many ing words and passive voice I use at work? Now that's dumb. So, all right. Who's next? Kind of bitching and rambling and all that, and it's not even the third story. Well, maybe Muncie can get us back on track. Muncie? No, put that down. No, I don't care if you, it's kind of neat that you made a bong out of that, but no, hold. All right, here we go.
Greetings, guys and creepy Victorian dolls. Muncie here. By the time you hear this, I'll very probably be done NaNoWriMo and chillaxing with some PlayStation. And that'll be fine, just fine with me. Challenging story prompt this week, I gotta say, as I've never been much of a Potheed myself. That's how it's pronounced, right? Potheed? I've only ever read it. Anywho, on to the story. The Closest Thing to a Story About Marijuana I Have, by Christopher Monroe. I don't smoke pot. I do, however, lock onto challenges with a fervor that's probably unhealthy. So, when asked by a girl I was doing a show with if I knew where to score pot in town, I spent the rest of the day calling friends, friends of friends, and their contacts in an attempt to help. We finally found a guy. He made a delivery to the pub we went to after the show. Nothing came of it with the girl. I didn't even smoke it with her. That wasn't what it was about. I just had to win. Tweets at Munzee Munzee or friend me on Goodreads if you want to friend me on Goodreads. And now, back to my Christmas story. I'm about to murder all but one of my cast.
Wait, I hope that one that you're not going to murder is me. I sent you the files! Didn't I? I don't know. But, by the way, Potheed, that is how it's pronounced. Although I did catch the Alanis Morissette reference there. You're sneaky. Thank you, Muncie, for being the most Muncie Muncie of all Muncies. I've used that before, haven't I? Right. Oh, God, I keep forgetting to do the noise reduction. Screw it. We need to add more noise. If I put a negative number here, does it add more noise? Oh, yes! Oh, thank goodness. We need more noise. By the way, go out there on the web. Look for Mark Avenir's post on his Larry Hagman story. Oh, that's just precious. Oh, that's just good stuff. Mark Avenir has run into all these people, and when they die, a few days later, everyone's like, oh, it's so sad. And then he throws one out there that makes these people human for just one brief moment, and then you can go back to hating them as celebrities who think that their opinions are more important than our own. Which, actually, it's true, because, well, really, no, everybody's opinion is pretty much worthless. And that opinion is worthless, too. One opinion that's not worthless is Tom. No, wait. No, Tom isn't up yet. No, it's Lizzie. Oh, my God. You see, I'm screwing up already. It's as if I were on pot, but I'm not. No, I'm a clean and sober stupid. I'm not even doing coffee with Baileys in it, because I ran out of Baileys. Whiskey? Oh, I could do that. All right, hold on. I need to go get some whiskey. Here's Lizzie.
Hello, everyone. Here's my story. The alien was called Marijuana. He never knew why. One day, crossing the street, a friend yelled, Marijuana! Trying to draw his attention to a speeding bicycle. Everyone looked at his friend and not at him, including the biker. Marijuana suffered a rupture on layers 1, 2, and 3 of his skin, plus a terribly bruised ego. Marijuana in the way of unsuspecting biker, the headlines would read. He was tired of being made fun of, and he never saw the irony of being as green as nature could produce the color green, the plant name, and the flying biker. And this is my story for the week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, try Twitter. My name there is also Lizzie Goodcough. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. Yay! We like aliens. We love them very much. We like dissecting them and seeing what makes them tick. We like feeding them things and seeing what smells they make. While I go clean up the guest room, let's hear what Tom has to say, because I mentioned Tom earlier, and it turned out I got things out of order, and, well, I should edit that out. No! Every time I say that, I should edit that out. I don't. I've got the heating pad on my arm. I need to put the brace on while I do this, but there are some operations that I do here that require two hands, and it's... I'm going to put it on anyway. So, here's Tom and his story, and forgive the crackly sound. It's just me eating snap crapple. Crapple.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is Mother's Milk Leads. I was raised in the land of penny candy. Not one piece per penny. I'm talking 3 for 1. With a mere nickel, you could get 15, count them, 15 different types of candy. The primary backer of all things confectionery was my grandma Kosick, born in poverty with a sweet tooth of biblical proportion. Grandma had a fondness for a turn-of-the-century molasses called Mary Jane's. so I ended up consuming a fair amount of them, despite their lackluster sugar quality. Oddly, Mary Jane's proved to be my personal gateway drug. Hey, don't bogart that Godiva, dude.
Thank you, Tom. Hold on, I need to... Okay, that strap goes on there. And I hate how these get tangled. Maybe I should dial this back a bit. No. Okay, and just turn 1, 2. Yeah, that's going to be half an hour of fun. I should be doing exercises more often. All right, did I say thank you, Tom, before I put myself into agony? I've got to do this for how many more weeks? At least I started doing strength training on Friday, although it was just a hand cycle. Man, this show is just coming apart at the seams. So maybe I should go take a nap and let you listen to Sing. He's got a whole bunch... What, hold on. Fuck your ego, bro. Well, dang. That's vicious. Okay, well, it looks like Coma... God, I don't even remember her name. I don't remember anybody except... I do know Sing's name, so here, let's play Sing's story.
Wordscape with Gunja.
All right.
Driven all night along a mad highway from Delhi Airport, we finally stopped to relieve ourselves. It was my first glimpse of Punjab, a field of sunflowers and wheat beyond the canal, a Hindu temple flying a red flag for the goddess, and I heard morning recitation from a Sikh Gurdwara helping crops flourish via loudspeaker. I was losing myself in the dawn mist and blue haze above, thinking, wow, I made it. Meanwhile, my chance companions were still passing rainbow arcs of water into the roadside carpet of seedling marijuana.
"It's El Dorado," one exclaimed. "This shit stretches for miles."
"Welcome to government-authorized bung shop. Choose normal, medium, or super-duper 60-strong, full-power, 24-hour, no toilet, no shower, special lassi,"
the proprietor said, mixing my companion's Hara Hara Mahadeva milkshake with a teaspoon of buffalo-kicking sacred indica and a hint of AK-47.
"Your mind will be concentrate," he added, bowing to Shiva on the wall.
My companion quaffed it, bought bung biscuits, a chocolate block of green to snack on later, then rode the camel's hump into the bleary eye of the sun. After, he'd wake from the blinding sandstorm of an on-bomb bowler headache he would never forget.
"How far now?"
According to our travel guide, some of India's 4 million holy sadhus were laying about there in a shopfront. Without ambition, they were role-playing Shiva of the three-pronged trident, stuck upright between the penance fire and donation tin. Cracking jokes, they took turns out front in lotus pose, like the yogi of the triune worlds, body smeared with ashes, forehead cooled by sandalwood paste, mind blurred by a pellet broken off from a golf ball of hash, rolled back and forth between the brothers, puffing chillums, passing their precious hours like dung beetles with all the busy industry of their calling. I flicked through photos, while my companion since Delhi kept yabbering about the valley of drugs ahead. Then someone whispered from behind.
Hey, buddy, look at the score.
Soon they were both reciting sacred names. Malana Cream, Sunburst, Kali Mist, Choco Yesh, Shanti Baba, all hand rubbed from sticky hashish resin. Yes, they were close to their El Dorado of skunk balls. They got down. I waved. Good luck. And remembered home. The photo not here in my album, the one burnt into memory. My sister, dead in the back room, overdosed on heroin, and her toddler scrambling oblivious around her knees, crying for milk.
Those keep getting cooler and cooler. Thank you, Singh. And, hold on, let me just dial this up a little more. I just removed, 100 people from my, circles in Google. Wiped out 100 friends off the friends list in SL. Took away a few followers and defriended a few on Facebook. Just clearing out. It's not that your noise is annoying the hell out of me, which it is. But there, it's me. My noise, I think, would annoy the hell out of you. So you can stick to your little, oh, Obama this and Mitt that and you're stupid and financial. No. Nope. Whoosh. Gone. I'm going to live in ignorance and bliss until the end comes, which we'll see when that comes. Considering that it's 2012, you know what's going to happen? Some idiot is going to take that Mayan calendar and think, oh, let's have the Virgin Atlantic space plane take it up into the air. And they're going to fly it into outer space. And it's going to come crashing back down on my head. And it won't even burn up on reentry because it's made out of stone. So, I keep a very positive attitude about life. You should too. Right, let's see. That was there and making sure that I got this all right. Oh, we've got a new. You are new, right? Dave? Hey, Dave's not here, man. No, Dave is here. And I'm supposed to read his story. Let's see if I can get this right. A frigid splash of water rouses him. Jesus Christ, man! Wiping sleep from his eyes, he reaches for his bong and lights it in a reckless, hair igniting motion. Damn it! Running to assess the damage, he knocks a pack of zigzags off the dresser. He watches them helicopter to the ground like a fallen leaf, a red inscription revealing itself with each half turn. Between yellow thumb and forefinger, he reads the note. Love you, Sally. So beautiful. If only she wasn't so anti-weed. But he was happier now, anyway. In his parents' basement. Bangs burnt. Alone. Thank you, Dave. And be sure to come back. Don't just, you know, do one story and then like, oh man, that was so hard. No. Come back next week. Keep at it. And then try longer stories and post them to other places. Become a famous actor and then don't remember us at all. Who? What? No, I got my start back, you know, when I, you know, first took the stage. And then you'll be fine. Thank you, Dave. Next up, we have Serendipity, who will never forget about us. Ever. Ever. Thanks to the tattoo I put on your leg while you were asleep. Oh, man, do you know how hard it is to tattoo someone in their sleep without waking them? The noise of the machine is just deafening. You gotta cover it with pillows. So, let's see. And is there a file? Oh, there's a file. Good. I don't have to read one. Oh, thank God. I can just go back to growling about this thing on my arm.
Wow. This is good stuff.
I smiled shyly at the compliment from my guests. All this drug dealing was new to me, but I seemed to have done everything right. To be honest, I was surprised at how easy it had been to get it. I'd had visions of dark alleyways and shady characters, but it had been nothing like that at all. My guests pressed me to tell them the variety I'd bought. So I went to get what was left over from the kitchen.
But that's coriander.
Yes. Well, you told me to get the best herb they have.
It's always easy getting the first score. It's after that that they hook you. Sometimes they make you go through those, game shows where they make you jump all over the place and avoid falling into pits of water or mud or getting bounced around? Yeah, they do that. Some dealers make you do. Anyway, thank you, Serendipity. What are you doing down there? I got a little baby on my feet. She's been there all throughout the recording. Asleep. None of this can wake her up. I could shake around, and she's like, leave me alone. So, I can't reach her to pet her, though. That's why she lays there. She knows, I can make you get up, and by the time you reach, I jump away! Ow! Oh, stretching while yawning in a brace is the air. Fuck my life. Alright, who's next? Oh, let's bring it up a notch. Oh, hold on, wait. There's a PDF file here, and there's one here. And copy, paste, and that goes there, and I don't have the latest version. Okay, I'm going to play Explorer Dastardly. You heard her in the... she had a story for the Relay for Life one, I think. Well, she's back. And, see? Relay for Life thing. It wasn't meant to get people hooked on writing stories. But, you know, it kind of a side benefit. Not that many of those people stuck around. And this whole Empire Avenue thing? I don't think it's bringing into... Although we did get... Dave, did you come in from there? And I think we got another one who may have come in. So, one or two, you know, maybe that's the return you get. You know, you get hundreds of people coming in, maybe one or two stay. It's like, I'll give it a try. Those are the brave ones. Those, well, maybe they're not the brave ones. Maybe they're the ones who don't know that they can't do it. Although they can do it. So they do. I'm all mixed up. I should just stop rambling and just play the story. Here's Explorer's story. Enjoy.
A Prose to Marijuana by H.R.S. When the moon is high, we look to the sky and pray. Well, some pray. Some blame the moon for everything and curse the moon. Mi culpa la luna! I blame you, the moon. Many profess love to the moon at twilight, when the day passes into night and night passes into day. Her moody, translucent soul is seductive, shy, and fickle. The moods change in the tides, and her soul is untouchable, even at her brightest and largest moments. When our minds and hearts collide like atoms smashing at high tide, I just blame the moon for those emotions.
Thank you, Explorer. I'm going to stay away from that moon! Although, okay, I admit, I searched Amazon for a rather good Joel Veitch. We like the moon. Remember those Quiznos commercials? Well, okay, let's see. We like the moon. For a minute 29, they want 89 cents. Of course I'm going to buy it. That could be a really good ringtone, you know? Maybe I'll get that straight from my phone. They'll probably charge $1.29 for that off of iTunes. Bastards. Oh, man, we got more stories here. We got a whole show full of stories. And, well, actually, it's not really a whole show full of stories. It's like a few stories. You know, it takes up only like maybe a third. It's like a football game. There's only so much playing. And then there's all this blithering and timeouts and referee replays and not enough cheerleaders. Speaking of cheerleaders, imagine Zach Mann as a cheerleader.
The police chief said, "To take back our community, first we must take over the drug dealers' houses." The acting mayor said, "Didn't we have a lot of trouble resulting from a bust when the infection first started? Well, it was hard to tell which of the party were infected and which moved like that because they were stoned. But the two sitting giggling in the middle of the room, staring at the bites on their arms, would have infected the rest soon enough. Why those houses first? Because they built off-grid solar panels to avoid detection from law enforcement."
Oh my god, now I gotta take down my solar panels, man. It's the sun. The sun is illegal. Oh, thank you, Zach Mann. Dude, it's the sun. Just look at it. No. Just look at it. But don't look at it. No, don't look right there. But look at it, man. No, okay, well, don't look at the sun. If you're taking my advice, you really, really have something. I think the yawning. I'm going to get everybody yawning across the world, or maybe just the 20 people that listen to this thing. Speaking of people that listen to this thing, Vincent joined in. I think he's one, I don't know if he's one of the Empire people or a Second Lifer or somebody that stole somebody's iPhone and listened. It's like, hey, that's actually pretty good. By the way, law enforcement is coming to bring the iPhone back. It's more important than, say, you know, being able to eat or have proper medical care. You stole someone's iPhone, Vincent. And you have to pay for that. Well, not pay for it because you stole it, so you got it for free, but pay as in, you know, pay the punishment. This, my commentary is punishment enough. So, time served. Ryan, I should probably. Damn, I'm just getting a ton of Words with Friends requests. If you want to play me at Words with Friends, out there somewhere. Don't worry, I am. But you probably aren't my Facebook friends because I've removed you. I've removed everyone. I just want silence. When I go into my timeline, I just want to see my stuff. Right, I'm supposed to read this. Dude, you gotta dig this shit. We can't film the fuckers getting robbed, Randall Smith said. Artie Goodwine took the marijuana joint out of his mouth and blew a stream of smoke towards the ceiling. He said, yeah, we shoot it like it's one of them fucked up reality TV shows. Randall smiled. Call it, you just got robbed or something. Yeah, I like that, Artie said, watching the smoke drift upwards. We could start making us some real money. Maybe even get invited onto the Oprah Winfrey show. You think? Artie shrugged, liking the way it all sounded. Wait, Oprah has a show? I thought she was just an actress. She was in that color something thing. Purple People Eaters, or... I don't know. Danny Glover is on there, and... fuck Danny Glover. You know, I'm just sick of his crap. But, Oprah gets a beatdown. So, it can't be all that bad. I mean, I'm gonna do everything and be wonderful, and I'm the darling of Chicago. And where does she put her network? In New York. You know, it's like, thank you for all the wonderful years of support and making me big today. By the way, fuck you. You're not big media enough. Just, gotta love her. Bitch. Oh, right. Do we have any more stories? Probably not after that tirade. Oh, yeah! Oh, wow! Bonchance and Sevi. Although I should probably say Sevi and Bonchance. Just to, hold on. Collaborative story. Also had a 100-word poem. And Ode to Mary Jane. Hope it's not too much trouble giving you two MP3s to work. Well, I can deal with that, yeah. But just gonna have to drag and drop with only one good arm. And actually, the other arm's starting to get pretty good, although it hurts when I wake up. It's not like an agony of a stabbing pain, but it's a stiff. My hand, well, I still don't have full use of my hand. I can type. I mean, that doesn't take much range of motion. But the middle finger is still messed up, and now the pointer finger is pretty pissed off. Although, being in the brace, yeah, it does kind of screw things up. Still, I can do this. I can copy and paste. So, here's Bonchance. No, Sevi and Bonchance. God, I keep getting the order wrong.
Crap Mariners, 100 word challenge. This week's challenge word is marijuana. This is a collaborative work between Severina Halo star, Bonchance Longfall. Marijuana. Visit with the chairman. Peppy booked an appointment with the chairman. He had to wait 7 weeks for an opening in the chairman's schedule. The only slot available was at 9 p.m. Peppy was going to miss Puppy Dog Idol. Pablo was getting hot under the collar about his plasma television still not being replaced. Peppy showed up 15 minutes early and stood there nervously. He had it all planned out. A cool 10 G's for the solution to world domination. Final offer. Chairman Meow signaled Peppy to set. He lit a joint of marijuana and passed it to Peppy. Let the negotiations begin, he purred. Also by Bonchance, I wrote a 100-word poem, an ode to Mary Jane. That will follow.
Aww. Okay, ooh, let's play the next one.
Ode to Mary Jane. If you swore that drinking was bad for me, I wouldn't disagree. In fact, I much prefer the plant, which contains that THC. Now, it may be very popular, and could make the party a smash. But if you don't mind, I'll take my leave and pass that bowl of hash. After many years of stoning, getting me high wouldn't take a lot. So I'll ask if you have some stash. Please don't bogart that pot. If you would like to make me happy, and if you really wanna, all you gotta do, my friend, is pass me that marijuana.
Thank you, Sevi and Bonchan. See, I got the order right. Pass me that. No, I don't want any. No, I don't need. No, I'm fine. I'm just, while I'm listening, I'm putting together the show notes. Copy-pasting. There we go. I didn't make it to the Turtle Island read. In fact, I asked to get removed from that list. I removed myself from Inksters. I removed myself from Virtual Writers. I want to float for a while. I don't even know if I'm going to be at Blue Angel. What I'm tired of is the cross-posting of unrelated events from one to the other. This is why 100-word stories, right now, just posts into Flash Fiction and 100-word stories group. And I'm not posting any others. And I reduced my friends list to by 100 so that I'm not bothering them. And I'm not bothering the dead anymore. Well, except for Delinda. But Sumar, rest in peace. Champion, rest in peace. Adric, rest in peace. All those, just join the great infinite wherever you are. I'm gonna dial this back and just turn in and just breathe that. Oh yeah, it's, even though it hasn't been a half hour on tape, it's been half an hour of the recording session. Oh, the heating pad is still warm. Wrap it around. Yeah. Oh. I will be healed one day. I will not get full range of motion, but I'll get back what I can. And I will suffer every morning for it because of plastic instead of paper. Not that I'm obsessed with that or anything. Who's next? Oh, Uncle Monster. He says, here's my attachment. I'll write a story to go along with it. And, yeah, maybe I should go get some toast. Here's a Cliff. Probably wind up with the butter side down.
I got the idea when I saw the DEA destroying the wild marijuana plants that grew along the banks of the river. I decided to use my degree in biochemistry to find a way to use ragweed as a drug. It took a couple of years, but I finally discovered a way to turn it into a drug more powerful than crystal meth. I anonymously shared my findings on the internet, and within months, it was the latest drug crisis. Soon, the feds were out in force, scouring the fields, looking for the dangerous weed. My allergies have never been better.
Okay, that's good. Oh, wait, what are you looking at? What are you looking at, little girl? Her eyes are wide, and she's like, ooh, I'm gonna get, oh, there's a birdie on the patio. Oh, no, you know, go play with birdie. No, I hug you now. Yeah, oh, you're doing the tongue sticky outy thing. She doesn't meow. She never meows. She's 3.5 years old, and she never meows. Well, she goes shriekies whenever she wants to go outside. She's at the window. Or if she's fighting with Bruin, she'll growl. And she purrs, but she never meows. She's not a little squeaky. No, she's just a good little fluffball. And she likes the heating pad. All right. Bruin's on the bed, though, so he's not going to come out here. We haven't put the tree up, which I think it's too soon. See, I don't
get into all that, but my wife does, you know, it's like a holiday tree. Okay, right. But for the past how many years? Naruto used to put his toys under the tree when he would go hunting for his toys, and just one after the other. He'd be like, ooh, I can put my toys under the tree. And I've got photos of that here and there. I didn't ever get a movie of it, though. But, yeah. Oh, now that I brought you all down, here's Lola. A story by Red, and it's Red. Red as in R-E-A-D, not R-E-D, by Broke Haley. He's going to say something nice about me, isn't he? Oh, come on.
Hey, crap. I've got Red Goddess, 100-word story, marijuana. This is Broke Haley. Executive hotels require all kind of crazy hours for their year-round guests. Lola's first overnight shift, she figured strong coffee would carry her. However, after leaving the front desk for a bathroom break, she returned to find Mrs. Phillips standing naked in the lobby. She was smoking prescription marijuana and screaming, "Thank God you're here! I heard gunshots from the suite next door!" Lola smiled and assured the elderly woman she was safe, fed her snack food, and put her to bed. At dawn, Lola smoked one of Miss Phillips' joints on the hotel roof and called it even. That's Marijuana by Red Goddess. Happy holidays, crap. We look forward to Crap Mariner's Christmas Carol. Peace!
What? Christmas Carol? What are you talking about? Am I doing the Christmas Carol? When am I doing the... No, I'm not getting... There's a Dickens project that's being done by Shaunakee Library, but I... No. I don't want to do that. I mean... Do I have to? You know, stupid one-man show. You know, this is want, and this is some kid clinging to my leg, which I kind of like. No, you don't want that. It would be worse than Rich Little. All right. Thank you, Red Goddess. You're giving people ideas, Brokaley. Now they're going to be like, when you do this, when you do this. Dude, I'm not doing the Chelsea. I'm not doing... What was I not doing? Well, I'm not doing that either. I don't feel like doing anything anymore. I don't want to mope. That's what I want to do. And whine and that stuff. I don't feel like it anymore. What I do feel like is, well, I feel like a little harmonica music. So, Narval Joe, how have you done on NaNoWriMo? Did you win? I don't get involved in that. I mean, I write my stories every day, and it doesn't add up to 50,000? 50,000 in a year. It's a little less. But then I write other stuff. That's what adds up. But you'll do it in a stupid month. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you people? I mean, isn't there enough to do in November already? You gotta get the snow tires on. Your bicycle. Oh, don't. I haven't gotten on the bicycle again yet. But when they say I'm ready to do it in paper instead of plastic. I'm never gonna have strength in my left arm, am I?
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available at Podiobooks.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 344, with the prompt of Marijuana. Congratulations to Muncie. He passed the 50,000-word mark. on Thanksgiving Day. I finally got it yesterday, though I still have about 20,000 words to finish up the story. But here's my stories for number 344. The silver doors of the dwarven mine glowed in the low light of the moon. Owen and Traveler shared the midnight watch. The campfire smoldered, sending tendrils of smoke into the clear, icy cold night sky. Flindert the dwarf crouched near the fire, drawing deeply from his pipe and blowing smoke rings to float up toward the stars. Traveler and Owen wandered up to the fire pit. Owen laughed. Flindert, what are you smoking, shredded shoe leather? Flindert just looked up and smiled, his eyes glassy. Traveler said, Flindert's entering his ancestral home. He thinks he needs to be spiritually prepared. Well then, here's another story. I ordered me a weenie dog from Acme Docks and Farms. It came in the mail, packed in a cardboard box. My cousin Jesse come by, and he laughed when he saw the box. He says to me, have you been smoking that wacky tobacco, buying a dog from a place called Acme? Ain't you seen that coyote and roadrunner bird? A weenie dog from Acme's like as much to blow up as it is to fetch a stick. I told him, Acme's just a word. It means high point, pinnacle, or summit. He laughed even harder when the dog blew up. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh, great. Now a dog got harmed in the production of these stories. What are you... There's going to be a cat harmed if you keep biting. She was biting my right elbow. Cat! That's a good elbow. I'm so put upon. All right. Thank you, Norval Joe. Let's see. Oh, we got more. Danny slipped one in. So, let's hear, what he's got. Danny, come on. Step up to the microphone. Well, step a little back. You're a little too close.
Weekly challenge 344. Marijuana. Bob was through with his sad yet demented life. Bob decided to commit suicide by overdosing. Smoking marijuana. Bob lit his first joint, took in a deep hit, then let the smoke ease gently through his nostrils, exhaling the remainder from his mouth. Then Bob repeated the step consecutively for over 3,472 times, smoking 231 joints nonstop over a 29-day period. Despite Bob's bronchitis, he seems to be responding well to the antibiotics. Bob now actually enjoys being alive and has taken up painting. Bob's friends, worried about how uptight he was before, now think he's actually a decent human being to be around.
Thank you, Danny. Hey, now we know what happened to Bob after all those Enzyte commercials. Oh, damn, you've lost 12,000 Eves? Screw you! Oh, man, Angela Field, 9,000 loss of value. Oh, up yours. I'm just doing my sell-offs here in order to build up to pay for the mission here. Oh, Amy Catalano, my main deal, Madam Deals. How much did I lose on that one? 14,000. Bitch. Oh, by the way, if you're, submitting a story, well, maybe you're not as much a bitch. No, I'm dumping all the ones that I have loss of value right now so that I can pay for this. Because there was a new bonus that now you can get 1,000 additional shares of anything. So I spent all of my dividends on buying up all the big ticket players. The ones that actually have dividends. But the ones I'm making loss, Oh, this just pisses. Scott Abel, 22,000. Fuck you, Scott. Oh, jeez. It's like, ah! Oh my god, Scrub Club Records. I've lost 18,000 on you. And Sin Jones. I lost 19,000 on you. God, you people suck. Joanne LaVibra was a pretty little picture. Lost $20,000 on her. Oh no, not dollars, Eves. These are just points. They're meaningless. They're stupid. Let's see, I lost... Kathy Floyd Davis, you've lost 15,000 on that bitch. Don't you ever get pissed off at that crap? Value should be marketing gastronomics. Expert. If you're such an expert, why did I lose 10,000 Eves on your ass? This is what happens when I get roped in. Jennifer Bennett, 16,000 loss. Bitch. I do this because I need to work up some... Oh, maybe you should buy some Eves. I don't know, maybe you should blow an electrical outlet. I'm not spending money on this, man. Okay, 5.4 mil. All right, now I can afford the standard mission on this. So, while I'm setting up the mission, I need to play one more story. And that's by Planet Z.
It costs $10,000 to train a drug-sniffing dog. My son, on the other hand, dropped out of college after doing nothing but smoking pot and eating Twinkies. Now he lives in the basement, coming out only to eat or score more weed to smoke. He won't get a job, so I called the cops on him. As part of his plea bargain, he has to do community service. He now works as a drug-sniffing dog, and to tell you the truth, he's pretty damn good at it. But he looks like a fucking retard wearing that dog suit.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about marijuana. And a few good lessons to live your life by. Like, don't wear a dog suit. You look like a fucking retard. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options. That way, you know, you could say, hey, mommy, look, I was a part of a show. I'm a published author. That's what you're... Why are you trying to bite my elbow again? Stop it. And a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. I swear this cat likes the smell of Icy Hot. You are a dumb cat. Until next week, where the topic will be... What will it be? Oh, the worst thing in the world. Where do I get these? This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And... as always, keep it brief.